give the locals a little attention. Still pretty new. Season 2, part of the West Coast Baseball League. Teams in Oregon, Washington, Canada. Our guest, the new assistant GM of the Springfield Drifters. You can learn more about them. Visit the website driftersbaseball.com. Follow on Twitter. It's at driftersbball. Kyle Witte joins us. Kyle, appreciate you coming on. How's life been treating you these days?
Well, thanks for having me. It's going good. We're exactly 2 weeks from the season, so, you know, just making sure that we've got everything to go for that June 2nd start date.
So, as a first-time guest, I always like a little background. You hail from Eugene, Sheldon High, U of O. Obviously, you're a huge baseball fan. I'm always curious. Sometimes it's family, friends. Did you have, like, an MLB rooting interest growing up? Kind of what were the seeds that made you so passionate about the game of baseball?
So it's interesting. My dad was a minor league umpire for about 8 years. So just kind of sports in general and baseball have always been in our family and something that we followed along. And through connections of guys that he umpired with, my first ever game was I think it was AT&T Park then, with the San Francisco Giants. So I'm a huge Giants fan. I root for them all day long. One of my closest friends is a Dodgers fan, so we get into it a little bit, but I'm Giants all the way.
So were you ever at a game where people were giving your dad a hard time? You're like, hey, that's my dad. Don't make me come over there.
I have. He was he was minor leagues before I was live, but after that he went into college baseball. So I got to go to get some tickets to some Duck games, and most of the time they liked him, but there was the occasional person who didn't like him very much. So.
That's hysterical. I could imagine. In talking with our mutual friend, former Register Guard reporter Steve Mims, he says, you earned something called the Evans Scholarship. You know, I've been golfing for almost 50 years. I'm just learning about this. So kind of educate me. What is the Evans Scholarship and kind of what was your experience?
Yeah, so it's a nationwide scholarship. It's the Chick Evans Caddy Scholarship. It's for golf caddies. So how it works is, freshmen, sophomores, and juniors in high school, they go out and they caddy throughout the summer, and then they apply to this scholarship, and it's a full ride to, they have houses at 16 different universities across the country. Here on the West Coast, it's Oregon and Washington and Colorado, and then a bunch of your Big Ten schools like Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Wisconsin. A lot of those schools have them as well. I was lucky enough to be rewarded with that scholarship. And I live the University of Oregon houses on 19th and University. And it was a great college experience because it was a lot of like-minded people, a lot of business type people who, you know, love the game of golf. And it was just a great opportunity that I was, awarded and got to meet some amazing people and spend, the best 4 years of college that I had.
That's awesome, man. Talking with Kyle Witte, Springfield Drifters, new season, second on the West Coast League, June 2nd. It's a Friday after Memorial Day. So, you know, in recent years, we've seen the Emeralds change from short season A to high A. That's their level. For folks just finding out, how would you explain kind of what level this league and the Drifters are?
Yeah, so we're a summer collegiate baseball team, so we're all college players. All of them have to have at least one more year of eligibility left to play in our league. And how our league works is they don't want us being the Oregon Duck Drifters or one of our teams is in Corvallis. They don't want them being the Corvallis Beavers. So we're allowed 4 players from a university. Plus a couple extra if they're incoming freshmen. So not only do we have players from Oregon and Oregon State, we've got players from all across the country. We're pulling in guys from Fresno State, Washington State, Utah, Michigan, Tulsa, Oklahoma Baptist Christian. We've got players from all over, and it's a really good group of guys coming in. So I'm excited for our season.
You know, another aspect is from little league to high school to college, you know, we've all become familiar with the ping of the bats. I know the Cape Cod League has always been famous for wooden bat. And, of course, once the players are drafted, you got to use wood to get to the show. So how nice of an aspect is that, that these guys get to kind of continue upward using wood bats?
Yeah, it's really a chance for them to kind of experience what the minor leagues would be like. You know, we play from June 2nd to August 6th, we play 57 games. So it's really a short, basically what a minor league schedule would be like. And so they get that experience that they can go to MLB scouts and then say, hey, I was able to play, you know, my wood bat, my numbers were still just as good as with a metal bat. And, you know, it helps them with their draft prospects.
Your manager, Tommy Richards, I know a lot of locals on the baseball scene are familiar with. He's been kind of part of this ground floor effort at Bushnell. What could you tell us about Tommy? Well, obviously he's got a strong amount of experience with players kind of at this age and in this point in their career.
Yeah, Tommy's great. Not only is he coaching here in Bushnell, so he knows college players, but he played in the West Coast League. He was a player at Washington State, and then during his college time, he played over at the Bend Elks. So he knows, you know, he's been to all these locations that we're going to. He knows how it works, how we add players, how we get guys. You know, most of our guys are full season, but as their seasons go on, you know, hopefully I'm an Oregon fan. Hopefully they go far into the playoffs, but they go far. We can't have those guys until they're here, so we need to pull some small college guys and some JUCO guys for 10-day contracts, and he's really good at knowing who's who and what's what and getting those players for us.
Talking with Kyle Whitty, Springfield Drifters, another development I think in the past week is the announcement of your new pitching coach, Alan Embry. Quick sidebar, as a diehard Yankee fan, he closed the door late in the Game 5 of the 04 ALCS, so I shouldn't even be talking about him as a former Red Sox player. But what about having a guy who's he's an Oregon guy from Bend with those kind of credentials as part of this club?
It's amazing. I mean, he spent, I believe, about, you know, closer to 20 years in the MLB. And he just loves the game of baseball. He loves coaching. He wants to get, I believe he wants to be more active in the coaching scene. But he's just a knowledge of baseball that's unparalleled. And I think it's going to be really rewarding for our pitchers that come here to get the experience working with him, who knows so much about the game, so much about pitching, has been through those big experiences and shown up and proven that he can do it.
Yeah, like I said, anybody who talks to him, I'm sure he could tell you all day about how he kept the door closed on the Yankees in the 13th and 14th when David Ortiz came up and won it in the bottom half. I know it's been a while. It still pains me, Kyle, so I'm working my way through it. Anyway, some of the local connections you talked about, there's an Oregon State commit from Lake Oswego, a middle infielder. I think he's considered one of the top 15, 20 prospects in the entire state. What more could you tell us about Dawson Santana?
We're really excited to have him. You know, he's going to be here right at the start of our season, so we're looking for a full season of him. You know, I don't know how many people know of him just because he's coming in freshman. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people in our league. He's got, you know, insane talent, and I'd be ready for him, you know, coming out the gate swinging.
And I know we kind of alluded to the Duck, but he made such big news the day of the spring game when he played DB for the yellow team, then right field for Coach Waz and the baseball team. And, of course, considering where we are, that Oregon connection, I mean, you know, what about having Bryce on the roster?
I mean, it's awesome to have him. You know, not only is he an Oregon guy, he's also from here. He went to South Eugene. Just talking to him. You know, as soon as he's done practicing, he's going to come over to the ballpark and play for us. Unfortunately, he can't make all the road trips with us because he's got his commitments to Coach Lanning. But he was someone who we were trying to get, and, you know, kind of a little bit more recently than some other guys, he said yes to us. So we're really excited to have him.
And the last thing, I'm going to let you play marketing manager. Like I said, you're still a relatively new entity for folks not that familiar. We mentioned the season begins June 2nd, so let the folks know where the home games are and when they come out in support, you know, what kind of ball will they be treated to?
Yeah, so we play over at Hamlin Middle School. The Drifters, along with Bushnell and the Springfield School District, really put a lot of effort into rebuilding that stadium there. It's a wonderful stadium, a great place to catch a ball game. Our season starts June 2nd. For those with kiddos out there, our opening night, our games are at 6:35, except for all of our Sunday games are at 1:05. Opening night, if your kiddo shows up in some sort of uniform, they're going to get in for free. And then we're doing every game, every Sunday game for us, all kids are going to be able to come into the ballpark for free. So we really want to bring this family atmosphere to the Eugene-Springfield area. And, you know, it's a great chance to catch a game, grab a hot dog, grab a beer or a glass of wine, and experience some really good baseball with some really good talent.
Folks, he's Kyle Witte, assistant GM for the Springfield Drifters. Learn more online, including how to get tickets, scheduling, all that. You can help out as a host family. It's driftersbaseball.com. On Twitter, the handle is at driftersbball. Hey, Kyle, great having a chance to speak with you. Best of luck getting the season off and rolling, and definitely look forward to catching up again down the road.
Thanks, Steve. It was an honor to be on.
All right. Good to talk to you. Have a good one. All right. Good stuff.